superior manner. The answer to saying, starting and ending with an M, is Maxim. Maxim. Thank you for playing along with us. I hope you had fun. Stick around. There is a lot more fun to come. And while we have an intermission in just a few moments, I want to thank you for supporting SLB as part of Giving Tuesday. This past week. And let you know that it's easy to support SLB today at slbradio.org/donate. You can make a secure donation. SLB is a nonprofit organization that creates and distributes the Saturday Light Brigade absolutely free of charge to all of our radio stations. And we also provide youth programming to teens free of charge as well. We're a nonprofit, and a big part of the reason we can do it is you. Your contributions make it possible, and foundations and others see that you believe in what we do, and they will follow suit as well. More information at slbradio.org/radio, or call us at our usual numbers, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, and slbradio.org/radio.
This is a very special day. The breeze took the clouds all away. It swept the sky like a broom and got ready for a very special day. This is a very special time. Show me a hill I can climb. Give me a mountain to move, and I'll prove that it's a very special day. I woke up and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong? A good day from morning till night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes. And it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. It's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning. Rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing, and you got the right of way. 'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day
all for living, and love is all for giving. So this is a very special day. Tell it to everyone along the way that this is a very special day.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's Ann Hampton Calloway with a medley of It's a Good Day, and This is a Very Special Day. And that's from an album called Fever of Peggy Lee Celebration. Thank you to a few folks who just made donations. Thank you to Tara, to Annie and Matt, Nicole, and to Brian. We appreciate your support. You can follow suit at slbradio.org/donate. In just a moment, you're going to meet members of the Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh. This organization stages, produces, publicizes, and acts out works of Shakespeare all on their own, all youth making it possible. And we'll hear a preview of The Winter's Tale, which is about to be staged, and learn more about the organization that will be coming up in a few moments. Is the banjo player there, and Blue Monk is the tune. That's a fine album of Ned's with a lot of great songs on it. It's called Take Five, the album Take Five. We are about to give you an opportunity to meet some students who I think you're going to enjoy getting a chance to meet them. They're involved with the Young Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh, And they are just about, actually, they're here. It's me that's getting ready at the moment. And now that I'm ready, I can actually welcome them. And first thing I want to do is just give you a sense of who's here so you can meet each of our students and learn a little bit more about Youth Shakespeare. And then we have a couple dramatic works to share with you. But first, let's meet everybody. Sydney, I'll start with you. You're going to want to pull that mic a little bit closer to you. Tell me a little bit about, I'll let each of you introduce yourself if you have a shout out. Perfect time to do it. But I guess I'm curious also what's drawn you to be part of the Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Sydney, and I am the managing director of the Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh, and I play Florizel in our upcoming Winter's Tale. I have a shout out to my sister, Sienna. She's also in the Winter's Tale. She could not be here today, sadly, but she is great and a lovely sister.
Wonderful. And let's meet Cameron next.
Of course. I'm Cameron. I'm the director, and I also play the character of Time. I got drawn to Youth Shakespeare from a friend who I'd like to shout out, Felicia, who goes to my school, and she is also part of a production as King Leontes, but she also could not make it today.
And you're in City of Bridges.
And I go to City of Bridges High School. Yes, yes, yes. And I've directed some shows before, so this was a really lovely chance to do it with this organization. I've been having a good time.
Terrific. Now we go to Air.
Hi, I'm Air. I'm playing Hermione in A Winter's Tale. My shout out is going to be to my partner, Connor, who has brought me to the lovely place of Pittsburgh. I've just moved here, and so I'm having a wonderful time getting to know the theaters around here. And I've been very excited to dabble in Shakespeare once again.
Well, we should say where you moved from.
I just moved here from Santa Cruz, California.
And is this your first time east?
This is my first time east. This is my first time living anywhere with snow. I'm loving it. I made several snow angels and snowmen.
And you're living in the Strip District that says here, which
I
is going to be great.
It is great. It's very lovely. I love to see the Allegheny River right out my window. And so, the Strip is so lively.
So did Connor, does he have family here?
My partner does not have family here. Connor is going to CMU as a voice student. They're doing their master's degree in opera performance at CMU, and I wanted to come closer to the East Coast and also pursue more performance opportunities.
Oh, that's great. Here's hoping that you stay here. I hope you will. We'll do everything
I hope
can.
So, too. I quite like it so far.
That's great. And next to Air is River.
Hi, my name is River Beckis. I play Polixenes and Antigonus. That's what it is. And I would like to give a shout out to my original Shakespeare coach, Mr. Jeffrey Chips.
Nice to meet you. You're a neighbor of mine. I live in Avalon, not far from Bellevue. And in fact, your play is going to be staged in the Avalon Bellevue area as well. Finally, we are going to welcome Henry. Hello.
Hi. My name is Henry. I'm 11, and I decided to do... Oh, sorry, huh. I am Camilo in A Winter's Tale and one of the guards. I have been drawn to Shakespeare about 3 years, and I decided to go with this company just because I didn't have anything else going on this winter. And I'd like to thank my parents who are always able to drive me to rehearsal.
That's very important. It's not always easy to get transportation to do all the things you want to do. Now, we're going to hear a monologue. I don't know, is the monologue from Winter's Tale? And we also have a scene from The Winter's Tale, not A Winter's Tale, The Winter's Tale. Who can tell me a bit about what we need to know about the play before doing the monologue?
Yes.
And everybody has turned to Cameron.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to actually do the scene first, because that's what comes first in rotation,
okay.
If that's right with you.
Of course.
But So the play, I would say, is about a jealous king called Leontes. And basically, as his suspicion grows, he sort of ruins the life of both himself and the people around him by the end of the first act of a show. And first half of a show, might be. What's unique about the show is that it's set in two different seasons during the first and second half of the show. The first half is set in winter and is a tragedy, and the second half is set in summer and is a comedy. So we only have parts from the first half today, but the first scene I would like to introduce is between Polixenes, a king as well, and a childhood friend of Leontes, and the royal cupbearer for Leontes' kingdom, Camillo. Leontes has just told Camillo to poison Polixenes for an alleged affair that Polixenes has with his queen Hermione, which didn't actually happen, but it is all in Leontes' suspicions. Camillo is still warring with himself, but eventually decides he doesn't want to do it and wants to tell Polixenes about it. So that's the scene we'll have today. And if you want for me to get started.
Yes, who are the actors doing this? We have River, and River's going to be with Air. Do I have that?
River is plays Polixenes, and Henry plays Camillo.
Oh,
so
River
those are our two.
And Henry. So whenever the two of you are ready, we're ready for you.
How, most royal sir?
What news, I the court?
None rare, my lord.
Now, I met the king with customary compliment, with when he wafting his eyes to the contrary and falling, a lip of much content speeds from me, and which leads me to consider what is breeding that changes thus his manner.
I dare not know, my lord.
How dare not? Do not. Do you know and dare not? Be intelligent to me, 'tis whereabouts. For to yourself, what you do know, you must and cannot say. You dare not.
There is a sickness which puts some of us in distemper, but I cannot name the disease, and it is caught of you that yet are well.
How? A sickness caught of me? And yet I will, I beseech you. I must be answered that thou declare what incendiary thoughts thou guess of harm is creeping towards me. How far off? How near? Which way to be prevented? And if not, which way to bear it?
Sir, I will tell you. Therefore, mark my counsel, which must be even as swiftly followed as I mean to utter it. Or both yourself and I cry lost, and so good night.
On good, Camillo.
I'm appointed him to murder you.
By whom, Camillo?
By the king.
For what?
And we'll hold there. And anything more
yeah,
you can find out.
I got it.
You're invisible.
Sorry.
No, you're good. What were you
going to
say?
I was just going to say, and that's where our scene snippet ends. Anything more you can find out by watching the show.
Excellent. And you guys, you both did a wonderful job, especially bringing those characters to life on the radio in an audio form. Again, that was River and Henry in those roles. Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh's production of The Winter's Tale is at the Greenstone United Methodist Church, and it's December 12th and 13th, Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock both nights, and then also 2 o'clock on the 14th. Actually, do I have that right?
It's not quite 2 o'clock. It's 7 o'clock on Sunday.
Just 2 o'clock. Okay, so
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock.
Yeah, no, it's my notes that seem to have an error in them. So December 12th and 13th at 7, and then
At 7 on the 14th.
Oh, the 14th is also... Got it. And you can learn more at youthshakespearepgh.org. Now, you've got a monologue to share with us, too.
Our second thing will be a monologue from Air, who plays Hermione. And this is a scene from her advocating herself to the court, where Leontes has assumed that Hermione is also part of his affair, of course. And that's not a true thing that happened, but it's in his jealousy and his suspicion. And this is Hermione's monologue advocating herself to the court.
And here... is Air with that monologue.
Since what I am to say must be but that which contradicts my accusation, and the testimony on my part no other than what comes from myself, it shall scarce boot me to say not guilty. Mine integrity being counted falsehood shall, as I express it, be so received. But thus, if powers divine behold our human actions as they do, I doubt not then but innocence shall make false accusation blush, and tyranny tremble at patience. You, my lord, best know, who least will seem to do so, my past life hath been as continent, as chaste, as true, as I am now unhappy, which is more than history can pattern, though devised and played to take spectators. For behold me, a fellow of the royal bed, which owe a moiety to the throne, a great king's daughter, the mother to a hopeful prince, here standing to prate and talk for life and honor for who please to come and hear. For life, I prize it as I wear grief, which I would spare. For honor, 'tis a derivative from me to mine, and only that I stand for. I appeal to your own conscience, sir. Before Polixenes came to your court, how I was in your grace, how merited to be so, since he came with what encounter so uncurrent I have strained to appear thus. If one jot beyond the bound of honor, or an act, or will, that way inclining, hardened be all the hearts that hear me, and my nearest of kin cry fie upon my grave.
Well, there you heard Air with a monologue from Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh. So let me turn back to Cameron. We've heard some scenes, which is typical, but in a lot of theater companies for youth, there are adults or, you know, professional people filling all the behind-the-scenes roles and kind of doing everything to simply make it possible for the actors. One thing that's very different from my view about Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh is this is 100% youth-driven. And can you explain a bit about what folks do behind the scenes?
Yes, of course. Most of the people that we have working behind the scenes are all under college aged. A lot are in high school, stuff like that. And what I like most about it is that it really gives the opportunity for teenagers or young adults to get the experience that they wouldn't otherwise get and stuff like that. For example, like our costumer is 15 years old and she's interested in going to fashion school in New York. So being able to do costumes for the show and sew and hem and stuff like that gives a good portfolio for her. So it's all just like really lovely to be able to let this experience be given to all teenagers. You know, it's also nice to be able to see all the lovely ideas that people have in the room. It feels a lot more collaborative when they're all around the same age, and it really feels like you're working together as a unit instead of having someone as a hierarchy.
Anybody have anything they'd like to add about the difference of this particular organization's approach to theater?
I think Cam said a lot about it. The Youth Shakespeare Society is definitely here to help give people chances, because usually in the world you can't get anywhere without having been somewhere first, and so it can be very frustrating. So we're here to give people both a behind the scenes and on stage look and get to engage with Shakespeare text in a way they might not in the classroom.
Well said. Please.
What I really enjoy about working with this company is that I have graduated college and I have mostly done musical theater and opera, but wanting to dabble back in Shakespeare is a difficult thing to do, especially having not done it for close to 5 years. And so this was a really nice opportunity to get some monologues and refamiliarize myself with Shakespeare's text and his stories. And it's been so fun to collaborate with everybody. And everybody has such amazing ideas. And it's just been so inspiring to be here and to witness everybody fall in love with Shakespeare being so young and how wonderful everybody has been doing. It's been very, very impressive and such a great opportunity to meet everybody and learn more about the Burg.
you just heard an order from Camera and Sydney and Air. Let me check with River and Henry. Anything either of you would like to add?
No, thank you.
Well, thank you just the same for being here. I'm going to turn back to Cameron and ask you to recap how folks, the times and dates. The location is Greenstone United Methodist Church, which is in Avalon. Easy to get to. It's right off of the Parkway North or State Route 65.
Yes, and it's going to be on Friday the 12th at 7 p.m., Saturday the 13th at 7 p.m., and Sunday the 14th at 7 p.m.
Now, before I let the five of you go, I'm curious, why do you think theater is important for youth to experience, whether it be in a production or actually simply watching a production as live theater? And I can see River immediately has something to say to that effect.
As a child who started it, my voice is very bad today. As a child who started in theater since he was like 4 or 3 years old, I think it really helps build the confidence that you need for just so much in your life other than theater, really, or even stage crew. If you like tech or you just like having control over the back of the stage, I think those that way of thinking helps in so many other aspects in your life.
That's well stated. And thank you for working through having a sore throat. I've had to do that many a days as of late, especially this time of the year. I noticed when you were performing, you really were able to work through that, which I admire. That had to be tough to do. Any other thoughts as to why? Why is drama, whether it be working behind the scenes on stage or simply taking in a musical or a play, why that matters when you're a teen?
I guess it's a way to put on a show. Like, a lot of kids, they'll like make art and show it to their parents, but it's a really great opportunity to show it, like show an experience, like a TV show.
Yeah,
like,
a way to be creative that really there are, not that everybody can draw, but if drawing is your thing, you can get the materials and you can draw. Chances are, if you're playing a musical instrument, you could do it. But here, you really need an organization or some kind of relationship in order to make that happen. I get what you're saying. That's Henry. Anybody else in terms of it? I see Sydney's got something to say.
Yes. In terms of watching theater, I always find it very unique experience from consuming any other type of content. You go to the theater, you become an audience, you see it live. Any mistakes made on stage are mistakes made on stage, and you saw them. Congratulations, you caught us. But yes, everything is live, and performing live is also something very unique. Like I said, mistakes get made on stage, and you have to find a way to recover from them. Or behind the scenes, stuff can go wrong, but when everything goes right, it is a fantastic feeling.
And now Air is here.
Yeah, going off of that, one of the things that I absolutely love about theater is the live aspect of it. Living in such a digital age right now, especially with such short form content, it's such a different experience to go to a theater and sit down and have an experience for several hours. Experience a story with people on stage, experiencing the same emotions of the audience members around you, and really feeling like you're a part of something. And it's just always so nice to have an opportunity to be in the moment, whether it be laughing or crying and experiencing a human connection just across a stage through the audience. And we energize each other as actors and audience members. And so it's very lovely and a very unique experience to have that connection.
All so well spoken. And we just have a couple more minutes, but Henry, go ahead.
I have something to add to that. It's a way to meet people. It's a way to get more experience with, like, socializing. And I think it just really helps younger audiences.
Wonderful. And Cameron, we're going to let you bring us to a close.
I'd love to. Yeah, I think as someone who's worked in directing, tech theater, and acting, and of course watched many a show, I think theater is something that's so lovely about it is that it's absolutely for everyone. You can find a community anywhere, any personality, if you're shy, if you're friendly, any sort of like interest, you can always like find someone there for you in whatever group you want to be in. So I think the sense of community is really, really important. And I think it's just so lovely to have such a tight-knit 2-month group that can really just put on something together. I think that's really lovely.
Youth Shakespeare PGH.org is how you can learn more. And once again, The Winter's Tale will be at the Greenstone United Methodist Church December 12th and December 13th at 7 o'clock both nights, and on December 14th at 2 and 7. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. A quick thank you to Joanne for your contribution. We're grateful for your support.
Oh, the king, he was sitting in his garden all alane, when his brother in his ear he poured a wee bit of henbane. Then his brother stole his crown and his money and his widow, but the dead king walked and got his son and said, "Hey, listen, kiddo, I've been murdered. It's your duty now to take revenge on Claudius. Kill him neat and clean and show the nation what a fraud he is." The boy says, "Right, I'll do it, but I'll have to play it crafty so that no one will suspect me. I'll pretend that I'm a dafty." So with all except Horatio, whom he counts as a friend, Hamlet, that's the kid, he pretends he's round the bend, and because he wasn't ready for obligatory killing, he tried to make the king think that he's tuppence off the shillin'. Made a monkey of Polonius, treated poor Ophelia vile, told Rosencrantz and Guildenstern that Denmark was a jail. Then a troupe of traveling players, like in 784, arrived to do a special one-night gig in Elsinore. Hamlet, Hamlet, actin' balmy. Hamlet, Hamlet, wants his mommy. Hamlet, Hamlet, hesitating, wondering if the ghost's a fraud, and that is why he's waiting. So Hamlet writes a scene for the players to enact, while Horatio and him would watch to see if Claudius cracked. The play was called The Mousetrap, not the one that's running now. And sure enough, the king walked out before the scene was through. Now Hamlet knows that Claudius was the one who gave his pa the dose, the only problem being now that Claudius now knows he knows when Hamlet told his mammy her new husband's not a fit man. Uncle Claudius puts a contract out with English king as hitman. And when Hamlet killed Polonius, the concealed corpus delicti, 'twas the king's excuse to send out for an English hempen necktie, with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to make sure that he got there. But Hamlet jumped the ship and put the finger straight on that pair. And when Laertes heard his old man had been stabbed through the arras, he came running back to Elsinore, toot sweet Hotfoot from Paris. And Ophelia with her pa killed by the man she meant to marry, after saying it would flower, she committed Harry Carey. Hamlet, Hamlet, he ain't messin'. Hamlet, Hamlet, learned his lesson. Hamlet, Hamlet, Yorick's crust convinced him that man, good or bad, at length must turn to die. dust. So Laertes lost his cool and was demanding retribution, but the king says, keep a lid on, I'll provide you a solution. So he arranged a sword fight with the interested parties, with a blunted sword for Hamlet and a sharp one for Laertes. And to make things double sure, the old belt and braces line, he arranged a poison sword tip and a poison cup of wine. The poison sword got Hamlet, but then Laertes muffed it, 'cause the stupid bugger stabbed himself, confessed before he snuffed it. Then Hamlet's mammy drank the wine, and as her face turned blue, Hamlet says, oh, I can save that king's a body now. Incestuous, murderous, damn Dane, said he to be precise, and made up for hesitating once by killing Claudius twice. Then he said the rest is silence as he cashed in all his chips, made Claudius confess and poured the wine between his lips. They fired a volley over him which shook the topmost rafter, and fort and brass, knee deep in Danes, lived happily ever after. Hamlet, Hamlet, ain't it gory? Hamlet, Hamlet, end of story. Hamlet, Hamlet, I'm away. If you think the song's confusing, you should read the bloody play.
Mike Agranoff here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And in a moment, also here, will be two representatives of GirlGov, a program for girls who have a passion for civic engagement and advocacy. You'll meet Lucy and Hazel in just a few moments here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh city schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn in every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2025 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
We have a number of special events coming up where you can come and be part of our activities here. Some open houses in December. And we have a great way to efficiently notify you of them. First is you can simply go to slbradio.org/news. It's a new feature of our website that consolidates all of the new things that are going on, so you can keep track of them, slbradio.org/news. And secondly, you can subscribe to our weekly newsletter. You'll see instructions at our website at slbradio.org, or just send us a note indicating that you'd like to be added to our newsletter, and we will make sure it happens. You can send that note to SLB at slbradio.org. GirlGov has been around for some time here in our area. And I'm excited that we're able to talk with two members of GirlGov this morning. And I'm going to let each of you introduce yourself, please. Let us know where you go to school, maybe the grade you're in, if you have any shout-outs, you're welcome to do it now. It's the perfect time to do it. And Lucy, let's start with you.
Okay. Hi, I'm Lucy. I'm a senior at Pittsburgh Kappa downtown. I'm a literary arts major, so I do writing for about half my day. And I guess I'd love to shout out right now Emily. She's here in the studio with us, but she's super awesome, and we love getting to work with her.
And Emily is the Girl Gov program manager who is here as part of today's work. Do you know what you want to do after graduation?
Yeah, I'm hoping to head to college, a small liberal arts school, and I want to study social work, education, and public policy.
Excellent. And now let's meet Hazel, who is on your left.
Hello. My name is Hazel. I go to Alderdice in Squirrel Hill. And yeah, thank you, Emily. I love you. And we also have Allie, who is our direct GirlGov High School coordinator, who is not with us today, but she's wonderful as well.
Now, let's break this down and talk. Oh, I should ask you, do you have any plans for after you graduate? It's your senior year, too.
Yeah, I'm planning to major in data science and machine learning, and I also want to do a minor in political science as well.
Excellent. GirlGov is a great organization.
Absolutely.
For both of you. Data science is becoming interesting and very important, more and more so every day, I think. So I know you're relatively new to GirlGov, both of you, I think. Am I correct about that?
I've been in GirlGov since my sophomore year of high school, so this is my third year.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not. So tell us what your experiences have been like so far.
Well, mine has been amazing. When I entered GirlGov, I didn't really know much about local politics or about advocacy, but I knew that I had very strong opinions, and I was kind of searching for a new community of young women and teenagers to be a part of like-minded individuals, and I think that's what GirlGov provided me with. I have a lot of my closest friends are in GirlGov. It's a really, really fantastic community of young women, and I think they've just helped me really blossom into a young woman who's very aware of local government and politics and what's going on. I now want to major in political science. So they've really, really orchestrated my progression into society, I'd say.
Yeah, and I grew up around lots of conversations about politics and kind of what's going on in the world. But I think GirlGov really gave me an outlet to talk with people outside of my family and kind of hear different perspectives. And really, it's a great community. I think I look forward to every Wednesday knowing that, like, I get to be in a space where everyone, you know, everyone creates an environment that is welcoming and safe and that you can really be yourself and that you don't have to worry about trying to be someone you're not.
So are most of the students you're with peers present? So roughly how many people like you are also involved?
I'd say around 30. Yeah. I think we've grown a lot over the past few years, but we have around 30 members, the majority of which are actually underclassmen,
yeah,
which is very exciting for us.
Yeah.
So you probably are getting a chance to meet people with very different lived experiences from different neighborhoods with different points of view. Do you think that would be happening otherwise? Were it not for GirlGov, or has GirlGov enhanced the social experiences you've had?
It absolutely has. I think I'm a city girl at heart, and so a lot of the people I know from the city, but we have a lot of girls from North Allegheny, from Mount Lebanon, and it's been really awesome to meet girls from all over the city, from outside of the city, and it's a space where, like, you know that can happen, and it's not something I would normally experience, and so I really appreciate that that's a space where, you know, we can all come together in a way we normally wouldn't.
Has that been true for you too, Hazel?
Oh, absolutely. It's given me a chance to make friends outside of the district. I went to Kappa as well for middle school, so I knew all the Kappa people, I knew all the Alderdice people, but some of my best friends go to NA, which is North Allegheny, which is like 30 minutes away, and it's, you know, it's a really great way to meet new people.
It's common that people draw conclusions about, this is a good question for a data scientist, common that people draw conclusions about particular demographics, such as people who are 17, which both of you are, or women, or people from the suburbs, or people from the city. And I suspect that in the cohort that is GirlGov, all of the people you interact with, who are all probably 14 to 17 mm-hmm. or so, probably are quite different in terms of opinions, points of view, goals, hopes. How do you feel about that? Is it true? And has anything, I guess, either surprised you or made you look at the world a little differently than you may have before you started with GirlGov?
Yeah. I think because I know a lot of the girls from school or from other extracurriculars, sometimes I go into meetings expecting that we'll have a similar opinion on something. And then when we don't, it's a little, you know, scary sometimes. But because of the space and the community we have, it's really awesome to get to, like, talk through our disagreements and understand that we all come from very different backgrounds. And so I think that's what makes it special, is that we have girls from all over, from very different, you know, coming from different places.
Yeah, I'd say when you hear an activism group for young women in a big city, you probably get a specific image in your mind of what a lot of these girls are like and our views and our priorities. But GirlGov has really challenged me, and it's surprised me in a lot of ways. I mean, we have members from all different, like, religions, ethnicities, everything, and it political viewpoints as well. And I think that it has really, really opened my eyes. They've supported me. They've opened me up to many new points of view I hadn't considered before. And it really breaks down the ideas and the walls that you already have built, so that you can kind of entertain other people's opinions. And it's very constructive the way that you can look at other people's beliefs.
If you're just joining us, that was the voice of Hazel, who is here with Lucy. They are both representing GirlGov, which is a program for girls who care about civic engagement and advocacy. They also do a tutoring program that you haven't done yet, but is going to be happening in your life soon, which we'll talk a little bit about, even though it hasn't been something you've experienced yet. Getting back to points of view and opinions, have you found yourself at a point where maybe you've debated one of your peers? Immediately, Hazel's eyes got big and she's nodding her head. So what's that been like? You don't have to tell me the issue, but I'm curious. I mean, that can get pretty heated, I would imagine. And I'm wondering if it was worth it, the debate.
Absolutely. I mean, it absolutely does get really heated. But I think that one of the very first things that GirlGov teaches you is how to engage constructively with others and give people the benefit of the doubt, really listen to them and their opinion and not fall into your own preconceived notions about whatever their opinion is. So I've been in very heated debates with my fellow GirlGov members, but there's always a lot of love between us. I've argued about the fact that I have a very hard time hating anything. You know, I can't muster up that within myself. I think that ideas and actions can be hated, but people can't. And some of my GirlGov members disagree with me, rightfully so. And we've kind of sat there and debated, like, what does it mean to hate? So it's not just political stuff. It's also, like, the way that you interact with society and with other people and, like, humanity as a whole.
Yeah, and I think we all come, you know, at these debates with just, like, such a large amount of respect for the girls we're talking to. You know, being able and, like, this is what GirlGov has taught us all, I think, is being able to debate respectfully and have a conversation where we understand that, like, someone disagreeing with you is not a personal affront. It's not, you know, they don't hate you because you disagree with them. It's just that we all have different opinions, and I think that's the beauty of GirlGov, really, is that we can debate respectfully, and there is this respect for one another, which I think is so important in today's society.
And if you get into one of those heated discussions, like you were talking about, Hazel, are you able to continue, once that's over, are you able to still interact with the person, or has GirlGov helped you kind of, okay, that's it, we're going to agree to disagree, we aren't going to convince each other to adopt the other opinion, and you're able to go on and do other things?
Yeah, 100%. Some of my best friends, we've had disagreements at GirlGov, and, you know, we're still best friends. And, like, it's, I think, once again, because we come from a place of respect for one another, you know, we can put it aside, and we don't always have to be thinking about the big political issues. We can just have conversations that are not related to that.
Would either of you like to run for office someday?
I think between the two of us, that would more likely be in my ballpark. I think rather than being the face of a campaign, I would rather be like chief of staff, but no.
I've thought about it. I've thought about running for school board, actually. My stepmom did, and watching her go through that whole process, it really motivated me to be interested in politics as well. So, yes, actually.
School boards have a lot of power. In the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, there aren't really specific requirements for mm-hmm. school board members in terms of what you know about education or what your particular qualifications are. There's a code of law that you need to follow, so having good, informed school board members is really important. Now, GirlGov also has a tutoring program. At the beginning of our interview, I had mentioned you're both new to the program. You're not new to GirlGov, but you will be becoming involved with the tutoring program. My understanding is that high school students work with elementary school students, usually through virtual tutoring sessions. Is that something that you've started getting training on?
Not directly through GirlGov. In my own life, I love working with kids, and I do pretty regularly outside of school work with children, so I'm really looking forward to it, and I can't wait to get to do it with my fellow GirlGovers and work with younger kids, because I think it's something really important.
Well, and we can bring, do you have some more to share? I was going to say, we can bring Emily into the picture too, if she knows the program better, or go ahead.
Well, I can touch on the program quickly. Yeah. We operate based off of units. So next unit, we're going to be doing a sisterhood unit where we are going to be stepping in, like you said, as mentors for high school or middle school GirlGovers in Braddock Hills, Homestead, and ECS. So our mentoring program will be covering specifically healthy friendships, school tutoring, like you mentioned, and next steps if they want to know more about civics and interest in that area. So we haven't begun any of the training for that yet, but I think that the entire experience within GirlGov has, I'd say we're pretty qualified to talk about navigating relationships in that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, it's great. You know, GirlGov's been around for a while, like a lot of organizations. Things slowed down a bit during the pandemic, and it's great to see what the program's done for each of you. We just have a few moments left. I'm curious if you had to give advice to a girl maybe 5 years younger than you who is getting ready to navigate middle school, to enter high school. Do you have any advice at all?
Yeah. You know, I'd say treat everyone like they're your friend and meet them with kindness and openness, but be willing to accept that not everybody will be. You know, if you reach out to people with that initial level of, I'd say be outgoing, but I know that's hard for some people. But if you reach them with kindness and empathy from the very first step, you're going to open yourself up to some really, really lovely, true relationships and experiences.
And especially with middle school, to just remember that, like, it's a really hard time for everyone. I know it was, you know, it was hard for me, and it's definitely hard for my sister, who's currently in middle school. That transition is hard, and to, you know, cut yourself some slack sometimes, to know that, like, you know, if you need to take time for your mental health or whatever, do that, so that you can be the best person you can be. And, you know, like Hazel said, you know, that will help you to treat everyone kindly and, you know, welcome them with open arms.
Middle school is rough.
It's really
it's
rough.
It's really hard, but it gets better, it does, and get it's better. Worth it.
Those are, what both of you said are just great, great bits of advice that I think will comfort a lot of people. Is there anything either of you would like to say that I didn't give you space to say this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So we just did a donation drive with Hello Neighbor, where we are getting, we just concluded, but I think you can still donate and participate in some ways, but
absolutely.
it's hygiene and menstrual product drives for refugees coming into the city. And Hello Neighbor also provides a lot of community resources. So if you go to the GirlGov Instagram, we do have a lot of information about that. You'll see some pictures. I think we got a lot of donations. It was really successful.
Over 1,000 donations. So it went really well. And, you know, shout out to all the girls who helped put out boxes in their communities. And we did really well, and we're really proud of ourselves for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what a great public service project. Hazel, Lucy, thank you so much for being here this morning. And you can learn more about GirlGov. Search on GirlGov Pittsburgh, and you'll be able to find their website. We have live music coming up in our next hour. I hope you're going to stick around for that. Baltimore-based world folk band Ari and the Buffalo Kings will be here.
Freight train, freight train.
the Saturday Light Brigade with the great Elizabeth Cotton. And coming up, we're going to turn to Baltimore-based world folk band Ari and the Buffalo Kings. We're getting them ready, and they're going to be playing for you fairly soon, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, and Tube City Online at WCUC.